Hello, everyone. This is your weekly Sydney podcast with form analyst Paul Joyce looking towards Randwick Racing on Saturday. And as I say hello to you, Paul, it's certainly going to be run on a heavy track.
Yes, Andrew, hello to you. It looks that way, doesn't it? The forecast isn't too bad the next couple of days, but the track is in the heavy range as we record this Thursday morning. And most importantly, there is a forecast for a bit of rain there on Saturday on race day, which is always a shame. But if they get that forecast right, you know, we'll be probably around that heavy eight range to kick off come Saturday.
All right, well, let's help our podcasters into some early thoughts. The legs of the quaddie start with the Mowat and Shandon Grand Day Celebration Handicap. Bare Naked Lady has come out, and also Graceful Storm. And interesting, some Victorian trainers coming up looking for wet tracks like Cath's Village and Kevin Causton's.
Yeah, exactly. There's a fair few Victorians up here throughout the meeting, and Cath's Village certainly is a proven wet tracker. I went through her form. I don't think she's up to city standard, but the 3 kilo claim will certainly help her cause. For the quaddy, I thought the speed in the race terminology works across with Miss X Factor and Notation, another former Victorian. And I think they can maybe dictate to some degree. For the quaddy, we'll go 16, 2, 7, and 1. I've already backed the 16 each way, Dolly's Due for Michelle Ritchie. She gets this mare in on 53 kilos, which I love on heavy tracks, the light weights. She's a mare that's in terrific form. Three starts this prep for a win and two placings. She did win at Warwick Farm two starts back at the midweeks. And I just think she'll get the lovely run in behind the speed here from a soft gate. She's proven on soft tracks. She's had one run in a heavy track for a very close third. So I'm happy to gamble on her at the double figures, number 16. But for the quaddie, number 2, the favourite terminology, well, she couldn't have been more impressive first up, carrying 62 kilos to victory at Kensington. She's only got to get an extra 100 metres here, and she's got to get through the heavy track. So there's a couple of little question marks. The 7, Notation, well, she's already run well in soft tracks previously. She's really got a great overall record, six starts for three wins and two placings. And number 1, Miss X Factor, well, she's probably the proven heavy track performer. And Joe Pride slowly getting her back to her best form. She was a close-up third behind Gongs on a heavy track at Randwick last start. So I'm fairly confident we've got the winner in these four, and hopefully it's the 16. Numbers are 16, 2, 7 and 1.
Yeah, currently at $15 a tab as we record this on Thursday is Dolly's Due, which gets a start with a couple of scratchings. 16, 2, 7 and 1 there. Race 7 over the mile. I guess the key one here is what they do with Curra. It's added for both this race and also a mile race in Melbourne. He certainly does like the cut out of it, so maybe Trent will come to Sydney.
Yeah, well, this horse has raced well at Randwick before. He was a good thing beaten one day here on a heavy track over a mile. So it'll be very tempting. It looks the right sort of race, and Brock Ryan will take 3 kilos off him. I've got him on top. Now, there's a bit of speed drawn wide. That'll suit him. He's a horse that sort of gets back and runs on. So for the quaddie, I've got 1, 5, 12, 15 and 10. So Curra goes on top. We've covered him to a brief degree, but only two starts ago. He ran fourth in a Group 3 at Morphettville. And arguably, he should have gone close to winning it. So I think they're bringing a horse up here who loves these conditions and is in close to career best form, the 1. The 5, Monsieur Sisu, well, he just ticks himself on his heavy track stats. 4 goes on heavy for 3 wins and a second. And that second was last start behind the informed Quackerjack. So he's got to go in off a soft gate. We're putting the 12, Sweet Victory. She's hard in the market. She's had 2 runs back. She's ready to tackle the mile third up. And she's got plenty of soft and heavy track form. Have a look at the 15 going in. This is so. A lightly raced, so you think, 4-year-old for Anthony Cummings. Only had 3 starts for 2 wins and a second. So I find him hard to leave out down there on 53.5. And I threw in the 10, Savvy Ken, first up winner of the Nowra Cup for Claire Cunningham. And even though he doesn't have a lot of sort of soft, heavy track form, he's certainly a new horse since he's joined the Cunningham stable. So we'll go 1, 5, 12, 15 and 10, covering plenty of bases there in the second leg.
Righto, to the third leg, race 8, and I guess we can take the lead here. Noble Joey taken out of another race to run here, carrying, well, it'll end up carrying 58 with the claim for Brock Ryan, but there's a couple of nice horses going all right too, like Jack's Bar.
Yeah, exactly right. We've got 2 of my quaddie numbers in there. Noble Joey, I think, can lead. He's got a soft gait. He loves heavy tracks. He's fast. And I think he can lead. He won't be able to get away with too much, you know, cheap sectionals in a 1,200-metre race. But in saying that, there's not a stack of pressure on paper. So So I do think he's going to give a really cheeky side at big odds, and I've got him on top, 1, 8, 4, and 3 for the quaddy. Like I said, he'll just get a great run for your money with Noble Joey. He's won 5 from 9 on soft. He's been runner-up 3 times on heavy. He's got form behind the likes of Deprive at his last 2 starts. And, you know, I think that form for a benchmark 78 coming back from a listed race, I think he's really going to give you, I think the market's got it wrong, put it that way, Noble Joey at the double figures. Number 8, Jack's Bar, the other one you mentioned, he's my danger. He's coming off a last start win at Warwick Farm on a soft track, beating Bare Naked Lady, and all his stats say he just doesn't know how to run bad races. The 4 Southern Lad, well, he's been knocking on the door all prep, gets his chance again. He seems to like these conditions as much as anyone. And number 3, Echo Effect, could be the other smoky in the field. He just loves heavy tracks. He's won 2 from 3 on heavy, and he's only time he missed a place. He ran 5th in the Doncaster Prelude when I went back through his form last night. So a benchmark 78, certainly suitable for him as well. 1, 8, 4, and 3 in the third leg.
1, 8, 4, 3 there. All right, what about the last, the tab.com.au, over the sprint trip of 1,000 metres, and we're going to have most likely a capacity field here.
And a heap of speed, just speed right across the track here. For the quaddy, we'll go 5, 13, and 9, 5 on top rare episode. He tends to go quickly, but he'll probably have to take a sit here. He's got great wet track form. Brad Widdop trained Sam Wedley to take a bit of weight off, and he should get the right run. He's a horse in terrific form. The 13, I thought, was the biggest danger. Spiritual Pursuit, the favourite. She had excuses when she was rolled first up as a short price favourite. But, you know, last race of the day, close to the fence, a lot of pressure. She's very short. She can win, but I don't think she offers a great straight out bet at the moment, but she's in for the quaddy. And number 9, November Man for Anthony Cummings. He's flying at the moment. Just hasn't run a bad race all prep. He loves 1,000 metres. And I think he'll get through the heavy. He's never raced on it, interestingly enough, but his pedigree says yes. So we'll go 5, 13, and 9 in the last, and that's $24 for 10% at this stage. Obviously, there could be some scratchings. I'm expecting scratchings on a heavy track. So tune back in Saturday morning between 10 and 10.30. And we'll update with all those scratchings then.
Yep, certainly. But that gives us a head start, and particularly in that first race or first leg of the quaddy, tipping a $15 chance as it stands, the 16-2 in that sixth race. Good on you, Paul. We'll talk to you, as you say, Saturday morning just after 10 o'clock.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Let's hope the weather shines on us a little bit and we get that track maybe into the soft range, but probably a heavy 8 we're looking at.
Paul Joyce in our podcast preview for Randwick on Saturday.